Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. Gentlemen, welcome to episode 54.
Another milestone? Or minestrone?
Some would call it a kilometer stone.
A what?
If they're using the metric system, it wouldn't be a milestone, then would it?
A kilometer stone?
Yeah. What's up, Craig? How's it going?
Hey, I was just checking my Instagram account.
Rockwatch!
Our Instagram account.
So, beat me to it.
Yes.
Have we heard back from him?
You know, guys, you know, looking on here and seeing the many, many, many followers he has and the many posts he has, I just don't think he has time.
He probably...
I'm thinking if you send him another request. I think
another dozen messages or so and he'll get the point. And we'll get a restraining order.
I agree. Let's shoot. Let's do that. Court watch.
You know, guys, I was sitting here thinking nothing better on a hot summer day like this than a nice cold glass of unsweet tea.
You are in the South, though.
Thanks to Craig for brewing this fresh batch of... Unsweet tea. This is episode 54. Your first 2 hours in Epcot. And Derek is here to tell us a little bit more. But in case you are listening in for the first time, we are three gentlemen here in Middle Tennessee. We like the Haunted Mansion and a lot of food at Disney. Is there anything else we need to use to describe us to any new listeners we may have?
Lots and lots of trips.
Should they take us seriously? That's my question.
Definitely not.
We don't take ourselves seriously.
Okay, good.
Episode 54. So, guys, it is a Monday show, so we are heading back to the Carousel of Process. It doesn't feel like we've been on the Carousel of Process in a while.
No,
it's like it was broken down or something. Yep.
So, today we are talking about touring strategy in Epcot, and we're going to look at this specifically the first 2 hours. We've talked before about fast pass priorities. We've talked about dining in Epcot. We've talked about a number of different things, and we've done so with one of us having no kids, one of us having young kids, one of us having older kids, and we're going to kind of do that again today, but we're going to look at specifically how would you spend your first 2 hours in the park, because as we've said repeatedly since day one, what, Craig?
Got to get there early.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Got to get there early. Got to do what they're not doing.
Got to get there early, beat the crowds, And let's remind listeners, even when you get there early, it's not like you're going to be there by yourself. There are several hundred people there with you.
Yes, especially when you go into Pandora, when you're going to Flight of Passage, you and your friendly friends are going to be lined
friendly
up with
friends.
You.
I'm still traumatized from that experience.
Backing up to that, when last time you went and you actually got there early, you got there before the sun even came up.
Yes.
But yet there was how deep were you actually at the line there at the entrance to
Pandora? Well, we got there about an hour and 20 minutes before official park opening, and there was at least 20 people in front of us in our line. But anyways, so yes, the first 2 hours in Epcot. Derek, congratulations. For this round, you have old kids.
Okay, perfect.
Craig, wow. You have young kids. And I have no kids.
Okay.
That's not where we currently are, but for the sake of this particular...
Let's do it.
Yep, here we go.
We got to mix it up some. And this is going to... I just want to clarify. This is going to be rope drop times.
Yes.
Opening. Okay, I just don't want to be like thinking this is 2 hours coming in at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
No.
What am I going to do in those 2 hours? Okay.
And let's throw out extra magic hours. So this is on a non-extra magic hours day because that can... Then you can kind of get into, okay, well, what attractions are open and what attractions are not. So this is on a regular park opening. So for Epcot, let's say, how are you spending from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. in your ideal world?
Well, you have to know how you're spending 8:40 to 8:55.
Well, yeah.
And you're going to be watching the Jammeters.
Or the anarchists, yes. As Craig says.
It is what it is, boys.
In the tombstones.
They're not what tombstones. Are they called?
Leaving the legacy.
Leave a legacy, yes. All right, so I'll get things started since okay. I'm the one without children. I'm going to arrive at Epcot. And again, a lot of this is kind of sometimes out of your control, but based on the buses. But I'm going to shoot to arrive at Epcot around 8:15. And we'll hang out until whenever they release. I think about, is it 8:30 they release you up to Spaceship Earth, Derek? For rope drop?
It just depends. Anywhere from 8:30 to 8:40, I think.
Okay.
It's kind of the general, from what I've noticed. Sometimes it could be a little, could be 8:25, but then I think about 8:40 would be the latest I've been there and let us in. So,
well, what I am going to plan
and,
to do,
oh. And keep in mind too, World Showcase doesn't open until
11. With the exception of Frozen Ever After,
mm-hmm.
and also the bakery in France, it opens at 9 as yep. well. I'm going to start out. I'm going to go based on, I'm just thinking of me and my wife going without children. I would head straight to Soarin'. I'm rope dropping Soarin' around the world. We're going to get in section B, row one.
Sorry, I want it. And no fast passes.
Well, you can include that as we go through it.
Okay.
Yes. So I haven't yet revealed what my fast passes are, but that will probably come to light as I am thinking of this off the top of my head as we go through this. So, yes, I'm going to go straight to Soarin'. Again, section B, row one. So I'm in the center so that the Eiffel Tower isn't curved like a C and so that feet aren't dangling in front of me. And then I'm going to head right after that because it's right next door. I'm going to go to Living with the Land. Living with the Land will be my second stop. And hopefully by the time I get off that, it'll still be about 9:40.
Is that going to be just due to convenience?
Due to convenience, okay. Yes. Used to, I was maybe at a point where I'd just run all the way across the park trying to get from place right. to place. But I think I'm just going to stick with Living with the okay. Land because it's right there next door. And I'd do that with kids too. So I get off Living with the Land around 9:40. I'm going to take my time. I'm going to head over to Spaceship Earth. And go ahead and use my first fast pass there around 9:45. Several years ago, it would have been crazy to go to use a fast pass at Spaceship Earth. Well, they didn't have fast passes there.
Right.
But I think at this point now, by now, I saw something Josh reported the other day. It's been reporting for the last few months a higher average wait time than Soarin' throughout the day, Spaceship Earth.
Wow.
Throughout the day?
Overall average wait time for the day.
Thank the Phoenicians.
Oh. Oh, we'll do that. Dun-dun-tsh.
I think that's due to its location.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you go after 1 or 2 o'clock, it's pretty dead.
Yeah.
I think until...
At night, there's no line.
Really?
Yeah. We usually ride it on our way out if we don't get to ride it during the day. But some people, inevitably, it's opened. The park is opened, and bam, they go right to Spaceship Earth. So we're going to ride Spaceship Earth about 9:45 with the fast pass. I think after that, we are going to head to Test Track. And we'll do single rider at Test Track. I've found that single rider is much faster at Test Track as opposed to rope dropping Test Track or even fast passing Test Track. Because with single rider, you don't have to go through and design the car. I don't care about the design of the car. Sissy doesn't care about the design of the car.
And that single rider line moves fairly
it does.
Well.
It does because of the way that the car is situated.
Yeah, because of the odd number of rows.
Yep. About, I don't know what time that's going to be, but... The goal would probably be around 10:45, be at Frozen, and use our fast pass at Frozen Ever After. And so by 11 o'clock, we've knocked out Soarin', Spaceship Earth, Test Track, and Frozen Ever After. We don't really have any interest in Mission Space, just not our cup of tea. But my goal is to always, and a lot of blogs and other podcasts will advise you to do this, my advice would be around 11 start in World Showcase, because World Showcase opens at 11.
So you're double rope dropping.
Well, if I can. It may be 11:15, but I think the earlier you can get to World Showcase, the earlier you beat the crowds there.
From what I've noticed at World Showcase, 11 does not mean 11 for a lot of the little kiosks.
Yeah, they don't open
some
on time.
Some of those are not known for their promptness.
Yeah.
And sometimes it could be as late as 11:30. Mm-hmm. I know I've walked by the one in France.
Yeah.
Out front, and it's... Still have the cover on it.
Still
have the cover on
it too. When we were there in December, I wanted to stop at all these festival booths, and they didn't open till noon. I think we talked about that when we were actually there. One thing I try to do in World Showcase 2, getting there early, is check out, see if there's any character trainings going on. There's a spot between Canada and the UK and a spot over there next to the American Adventure. But
and that's typically what, around noon? Or
It varies. I just like getting a world showcase early in the day before the crowds get there and kind of snacking and eating where I want to without having to wait. So
sure.
That's I kind of bled into a third hour there. So there's my first couple of hours in Epcot. I'm going to kind of be hitting all the headliners in World Showcase and then heading up to World... hitting all the headliners in Future World and then heading up to World Showcase as soon as I can. And that's me without kids. That's probably what I'm going to try to do.
Sounds like a doable plan.
I'd like to think
especially so. With no kids. That's
I haven't got to attempt this in a long time because I do have kids. So.
You do, in about, what, 4 years?
Yes.
Oh, pretty good plan.
Thank you.
Hope nobody needed their ears just then.
So who has the little kids?
I've got the
Craig.
Little kids.
Craig, congratulations.
First thing I'm going to do at Rope Drop is I'm going to rush over to Innovations West and go inside and lay down for a little bit.
He was going to drop kick the janitors.
The kids didn't sleep real well.
Bold
so,
strategy.
And then after that, we're going to Mission Space Orange.
Mission Space Red. Now, what is that?
It's a special behind the scenes, and thing just shakes violently the whole time you're on it. And after that, we're going back to the hotel because it's been a great day.
Now, that
it's
is
full time.
That's interesting.
The kids are sick. I'm sick, and we're all ready to leave. Let me see.
He sounds like Derek. That was a Derek-esque rope drop.
I didn't punch anybody. I didn't hit anybody.
But you did nap.
I did nap.
You napped and you left disgruntled.
Okay. A rope drop. I've got the little kids. We are first probably...
What time are you going to get there?
9 o'clock. Opening. 9 o'clock opening. I'll get there about 8:15-ish.
Ish.
And
so the same as Matthew.
Yes, same as Matthew. And we'll go ahead and get in line. Go to the shortest line. Don't go to the line where everybody is standing in line. Go to the shortest line and be ready to go. As soon as they drop the rope, I will take off probably with the little ones, and we will head over to... I'm going to toss up between Soarin' or just going over to...
Frozen Ever After?
Frozen Ever After. See, I was kind of toss up there. But once you go to Frozen Ever After, yes, you're going to be one of the first ones there, but then you're behind on everything else.
And yeah. That is a... I've rope dropped Frozen, and that is a long walk.
Well, and I feel like you'll have the opportunities to get to Frozen, even if you don't use a fast pass. I think it's not as crazy as it was when it first opened. Right. So I think you'll have the opportunities to get there. I'd rather get bang for the buck and be over there... around Soarin' and Finding Nemo and Living with the Land. And I'd probably keep a lot of the same things you said.
Yeah. Well, and the thing with rope dropping Frozen Ever After is there's not a lot close by that you can go to immediately after.
Right.
And you can try to meet Anna and Elsa, but they usually have a long wait.
And that's what I'm saying. You're so far away.
There's snacks.
You've got one
there are
stop.
Snacks.
But I'm with little kids, so you got one stop and you're done. I mean, so get your bang for the buck.
Yep.
Come in, hit all those right there close to, and I'd probably go back like you did and ride Spaceship Earth if I didn't ride that to start with the little ones, and then make my way over to Finding Nemo and Soarin' and Living the Land. So it's basically, I think, the same as what you said. It's interesting because I think you gravitate some of those things because you have little ones now, and kind of the same thing you do, but I think that's kind of the same strategy we would go with, and then make our way over to Anna and Elsa with Fast Pass. Not Anna and Elsa.
Frozen Ever After.
Frozen Ever After with Fast Pass, and go from there.
Yeah, one thing we did, we rope dropped Epcot in December, and we met Joy and Sadness, Baymax, Mickey, Minnie, and Goofy, all there in the character spot, all by 9:30. By 9:30, we had met all those characters and moved on to Nemo. And then Derek and I waited almost half an hour to get on Living with the Land. But so if you're, I mean, it's a good time to meet characters too, because if you're interested in those characters, they usually have long waits throughout the day. If you rope drop there, though, there's not much of a wait.
Is Donald usually out right there in Mexico?
He's pretty late.
He is starting at noon. Okay. Yeah. I think he starts at noon. And another word to our listeners, and this is something that is kind of new, beginning today, June 11th, I read. Character spot is moving to a tier one fast pass.
Did you guys see that? Yeah, that's so, not very family friendly.
It's not particularly.
Now
so, I know that kind of changes our fast pass options.
I know what Derek's going to do. I'm going to already tell you. He's going to At rope drop, he's going to rush in and find a good spot for Illuminations.
Bingo.
That's exactly what he'll do.
I was going to rope drop.
Sunshine Seasons?
Yes, I'm going to rope drop Sunshine Seasons.
And go to Doo-Wop Diddy City. Oh, wait, that's...
Is that Opryland?
That's Opryland, sorry.
Opryland is back again.
Yes. Our listeners here in Middle Tennessee love the Opryland references. Little Deuce Coop.
Little Deuce Coop.
Rock and Roller Coaster. That
was a Wabash Cannonball. That was a different Rock and Roller Coaster.
It was, but it was one that you... How many times... We went on a trip, and I know we rode it at least five times in a row and never waited one time.
And then you
but they wouldn't let us stay on. They made us go back through the line every time.
Then you have the Wabash Cannonball, and you have the Tin Lizzies. And
Grizzly River Rampage.
Chaos.
Right chaos. There. We're going to turn this into an Opryland podcast. So, Derek, how are you going to spend your first 2 hours in Epcot? Advise listeners, you, one with older children.
Older children.
At Club Cool. Oh, I'm sorry.
Craig just thinks this is a big joke, doesn't he?
He does.
Episode 54, close the door on his dreams. He doesn't
appreciate the seriousness.
He does not. We're trying to be serious here, Craig.
Sorry. I'm just thinking there's only a few ways you can rope drop Epcot and
court watch.
Subpoena watch.
Listen to him. There's only one way you can rope drop Epcot. There's multiple ways.
Restraining order.
Okay.
Watch.
We're not going to get there quite as early as you guys. Y'all were there by 8:15, both of you.
Right.
And I'm thinking more like 8:30.
Oh, big difference.
But
honestly.
It makes a big difference.
That might be better with my little kids anyway.
15 minutes makes a big difference in where you are placed in the crowd.
Yeah.
I'm going to get there at 8:30 because we're a family of sprinters.
I like it.
As much as Disney says, do not run, I've never actually seen them stop someone.
That's true.
So. We are sprinting to test track.
I don't know if I've seen anybody sprinting at Epcot, because they do have people that kind of hold you up.
No.
But you're rope dropping test track.
Test track.
Okay.
Single rider line.
Okay.
I'm rope dropping single rider line.
Now, is it true that if you're some of the first ones there and you do single rider, that they will actually let you ride together? I've heard that.
We've been on there together, Rachel and I.
Because I've heard that because... You know, the ones that go in the standby line, they still have to wait and design the car.
Right.
But a lot of times they'll let the single rider lines just go straight through. So that may be a key listener tip if you want to ride and not wait. Because sometimes even if you rope drop test track, you're waiting 10 or 15 minutes to go on the ride.
So that we're rope dropping test track. Then we're going to Mission Space.
Okay. Orange or green?
The orange. That's the spinny one.
Yeah, the intense one.
I'm just making sure.
Not Mission Space.
I haven't been on it in a few years, so... But that's what, with teenagers, that's what we're going. Yeah. And then we're going to hop on over to Soarin' and wait a few minutes. I still think we can be done by 10 o'clock.
Oh, wow. So you're going test track, Mission Space, and Soarin' by and 10 Soarin'. O'clock? That's tough.
10:15. I'd say give it 10:15.
Okay.
Because waits at Soarin' are not typically as bad as they used to be.
Right.
So I'm still thinking we can be done at Soarin' by 10:15.
I think if you get over there around 9:05, you're... 9:45, you're looking about 30 minutes, probably.
Yeah, so what would I do now? I guess I'll do my first fast pass.
Where at?
It's going to be test track.
Going back to the track.
Yep. So this is going to be what? 10:20, 10:30.
You're getting some more D News views here.
I'm going back. I'm going to double dip on the test track.
So you're a big you're a big fan of the test
track. For the teenagers, I am.
Okay.
I'm not sure that we're going to do Frozen.
Skip on it. Yeah.
Just skip Frozen. I'm thinking the next fast pass after that would be the 11 to 12 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
And that's probably going to be Spaceship Earth.
Yeah.
Just to use them, because you can't, even if you're park hopping, you can't use just one at one park. So it's kind of disappointing that way.
Yeah. The thing with Epcot is I've found it's harder to get a lot of stuff done in the first 2 hours just because a lot of the experiences take so long.
Yeah, I mean, even if you rope drop Soarin', you're talking 20 minutes minimum.
And if you rope drop, you know, test track with a fast pass, you're looking about 30 minutes total experience time.
Is it that long? I haven't.
It's a pretty lengthy test track. I like the ride. It's just, it takes forever to get on, whether you're rope dropping it or fast passing it.
And it may be better if I got a 9 o'clock fast pass for test track.
Yeah.
It might be a little better.
Maybe.
I don't know that it would really matter, but But I would definitely ride Test Track twice.
That is the one redeeming quality if you do decide to rope drop Frozen Ever After, is the ride itself is rather short, and so you can get off of it sooner than you would Soarin' or Test Track.
But you're still so far away from everything else.
Yeah, it's right. Quite a hike back to...
But you're a group of sprinters, right? We are. Sprinters.
But again, I said we're probably not going to do Frozen.
You're also a trapper.
Trappers, yes.
That's Trappers. Probably why.
What was the other thing? There was something else.
I don't know.
It's probably what Clint and Ashley's going to do, because they were running across with the kids running.
With moleskin.
So I'm looking at doing 4 or 5 things in 2 hours, which I think is doable.
Yeah.
Even at the length of a lot of the attractions. So
you know what I miss in Epcot that I would have probably done second after Soarin'? Some of All Thrills.
I heard that was going to open back up.
Really? I had not heard that. At Epcot?
Yeah.
I enjoyed some of All
the
Thrills.
The machines are still in there.
Then why'd they shut them down?
I think they're still in there. I think I saw them. I'm not sure.
Well, then they should be running the attraction.
I think Raytheon had something to say about that.
I really enjoyed some of All Thrills. It was a great experience.
It is. And that was a good one to go to after you hit Mission Space.
Yeah. Because it was very low capacity.
Right.
So you needed to hit it early in the day.
And then I'd probably rush over to Ellen after that.
Yeah?
That's why you're by yourself, Craig.
It's
not with my kids.
It's closed down, Craig.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to skip Imagination too. And probably about 11 o'clock, we're going to be hitting Rope World Showcase and probably getting a croissant donut.
And Matthew's going to all the movies. Hey, guys, why don't we try... Let's see what we do after 11 o'clock.
Right now?
We give the people what they want.
You going to get wild and crazy right now?
Yes.
We're going beyond the first 2 hours? I'm all hopped up on this unsweet tea.
I've only researched the first 2 hours, and I didn't research that very well.
Oh. That's the beauty about not researching things.
Oh, whoa.
Okay, then, Craig. So, for me, with no kids, I'm hitting the tequila bars. You've
done everything pretty much over in Future World.
Yes. Everything I wanted to do. So from 11 to 1, I'm going to ride Grand Fiesta Tour.
Ooh.
In Mexico.
Panchito.
I'm going to saunter through some World Showcase pavilions, to use a word that my mom uses.
You're probably going to snack along the way.
I'm going to snack along the way. I'm probably going to eat at Tangerine Cafe in Morocco. And
Morocco?
Yes. And I still have to use my third fast pass. I haven't used that. There's nowhere to use it in World Showcases except Frozen Ever After. No, I'll probably stop and see the American Adventure. I love the American Adventure. If not that, Impressions de France. I'll get some ice cream from over in France.
Be sure you ask for a sample.
I may stop and meet a character or two. And then I'm going to use my final fast pass of the day at Journey into Imagination with Figment. Why not?
I mean,
and then I'm gonna
fast pass selections at Epcot are kind of hard when you don't have kids.
Tier two is garbage.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, it's garbage. So there's my wild and crazy hours from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Okay,
and that's what I love about Epcot is
the first 2 hours you hit pretty hard, and it gets less and less. Every hour after that, I think.
Like, I love afternoons at Epcot, walking around World Showcase, because you can catch a show, you can catch a live performance or a movie, you can snack. It's just very mellow.
It is.
Give me 2 or 3 hours in the afternoon at Epcot. That's my happy place. Craig, what about you and the youngins from 11 to 1?
We're probably going to, if we haven't rode Frozen yet, we're probably going to go there first.
Let it go.
And then come back to Grand Fiesta, probably American Adventure, probably hit all the rides, those type of things. I don't think the kids are going to go too crazy. Of course, mine didn't when they were younger, going to all the pavilions. I mean, they're kind of bored in there. So we're gonna stay with the rides. We'll try to catch the guy juggling in Italy. We'll catch the guy stacking chairs.
Sergio.
What's the guy stacking chairs? What's his name?
Sorvant.
Over in
it's the French version of Sergio.
Yes,
I don't know that. I just made that up. Sorry,
it sounded good though.
kind of is.
Like to catch the voices of Liberty. So
how might one catch them?
I don't know. What are the times usually for them?
In a basket?
The lasso.
A lasso. Yeah.
What's the time usually on those dots?
15 minutes before the American Adventure starts. Whenever that is.
you know, with the little ones, that's probably a lot of what you'll do. Just keep them entertained and enjoy all those rides and shows and things like that.
Yep.
And then we'll make our way back around, and probably our third Fast Pass would be going back to, where it's kind of like you said, it's kind of, you don't know what to spend it on.
Nemo or Figment.
Yeah. Or
can't be Character Spot anymore.
We'll park hop over somewhere else.
Derek, specifics from 11 to 1 with older kids?
As I said, around 11, we're going to be at the refreshment port.
For the croissant donut.
Donut without ice cream.
Of course.
We just want the cinnamony, crusty goodness with the teenagers. I think if it's not action-packed, it's kind of hard.
Yeah?
If that makes sense.
It does make sense. You got to keep them entertained.
You do. My third Fast Pass is probably going to be for Figment or Nemo, and we're not going to use it. We're just going to move it up as much as we can and get it over with as much as we can. And after the snack, we might take a loop around World Showcase just to see if there's something they'll want to do. But then we're going to park hop. We're out of there. After Test Track and Soarin'.
Out of there.
And Mission Space, we're out of there. We're heading to brighter things. There's just, I feel that after those three attractions, it's, some kids might enjoy Soarin' or be nostalgic for Figment or some of the other things to do, but I'm just not going to make my teenager watch the shows and kind of be bored. Because for me at least, when I was a teenager, I didn't care about shows. I wanted the action-filled day.
The action.
Well, and Derek, a suggestion from someone who just got back not too long with teenagers, and something real enjoyable that those that are listening may consider, is saying, all right, especially if you were there with another family of teenagers, all right, y'all go do your thing, we'll go do our thing. And that was really enjoyable because we actually went through places of World Showcase we haven't been in a long time or we haven't been in at all. So it was good, and the kids kind of went and just rode their rides or do whatever they want to do. So that's always an option, too, with the teenagers.
Sure. But I still don't think I would stay at Epcot all day with teenagers.
Yeah.
I just...
It's tough to stay late for sure. But if you've never experienced Illuminations, you may want to. That would be the only thing. But that may be coming back another day and coming back just for that.
Right. So, yeah, we could come back at night or go somewhere for a few hours and
come back. Yeah, come back and eat supper there and then see Illuminations. Yeah.
That brings us to the longest running segment in the history of Grim Grinning Guys.
The history as in 54 episodes?
Yes.
And that would be?
Grinning Grinners.
No,
Grinning. I'm sorry, that works. Okay.
Grinners.
No. Grinners.
My wife was genuinely terrified with Craig's voiceover work from the last episode.
Did you say she kept saying, who is that?
She did not know who it was. It's raining mail.
That's because we paid big bucks for somebody to come do that.
I mean, I thought it was seamless. I thought it was the song.
Mail?
Whose turn is it to ask the question today?
That's Big D's turn.
Derek, what do you got for us today, man?
Okay. Let's keep our categories. No kids.
Got it.
Teenagers and little kids.
All right.
I think with that in mind, I know we talked about it a little bit. Where are you looking to do your lunch with those things in mind?
Where am I going to eat in World Showcase?
Yeah. Based on just you, it's still your no kids.
Where World Showcase am I going to eat?
Or not World Showcase, just Epcot.
Where in Epcot am I going to eat with no kids?
Yes.
Okay. So, Derek, you have older kids. Where are you going to eat?
I'm actually going to make them take a little time, and we're going to have some pizza via Napoli.
Good call.
So, I know that everybody knows that's one of my favorites there, but I think I think pizza just appeals to teenagers too, so I think that would be where I would be leaning towards.
Fantastic. Craig, with little kids, where are you going
to
eat?
I'm looking at two places. I'm either going to, I always pronounce this wrong, but Osherhouse?
Akershus?
Yes, see? I'm either going to Akershus for the princesses and those type of things, or I'm going to go to, what is the restaurant
Garden Grill?
No, Grand Fiesta.
San Angel Inn. San Angel Inn.
I'm going to go one of those. With the little ones, they'll enjoy either one of those. Yep. But lots of things to look at and see.
And based on where you were, that's cutting down on your footprint, too. You're not having to walk as far.
Right. So. Right.
Well, good choices. With just the wife and myself, I think we're going to enjoy...
Le Cellier.
I thought about Le Cellier, and I thought about Le Chef de France. But something Josh posted the other day, I think I'm going to try Tokyo Dining. Tokyo Dining, they have some tables that overlook the World Showcase Promenade. And I think if you get a window table, you can sit over there. I like Japanese cuisine. And so I'd give Tokyo Dining a shot. Hmm. Just a little something different.
That is different. That's so, not even really on my radar ever.
I figured for sure you would say, you already said Tangerine Cafe a while ago. But
yeah. Well, we're having a little sit-down meal.
Get the shawarma.
So what was you going to say, Derek?
I was just going to remind our listeners that I can't make a bigger deal of this, really, I don't think, that we will be eating at the last ranked table service restaurant.
June 16th, come and meet the Grim Grinning Guys, 515 at Spice Road Table. It's going to be a day that will live.
I'm excited.
Forever.
I've got a good feeling, guys, it will move up the list once we eat there.
At least to 16.
And you know what? We're also going to be checking out some World Showcase films that day.
I'm
just as excited about that.
Oh, I can't wait.
Craig's excited.
The only thing that could be worse than it was films of us playing Password.
Hey.
That's the only way it could be worse.
Hey, Dotson likes something. Let's just trash it. Thanks, Craig. Well, it's been fun here in the graveyard, but we have got to skedaddle at this point in time. Guys, you have anything else before we depart?
Hey, just keep following us, keep liking us, keep sharing the word. We appreciate all of our listeners.
Spread the word.
And we're one more day closer to July 14th.
That's right. July 16th for me.
16th for you, yeah.
Actually, it'll be GG there on the 14th.
Yes, it'll just be the Grim Grinning.
And then the guys will show up on the 16th.
That's right. Well, thank you, listeners, so much for supporting the show. Download, follow, listen, share. As you leave, be sure to...
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay.